the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Tonight, getting high without losing cool. Smoking marijuana. Woo!
Once again, fans of the world's greatest 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast Episode 356. And we're returning to our roots, the fundamentals of Retrospect. That is obscure 60s garage tracks. And we got it underway with a band called The Kids. Picture and information up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. The Kids on a label called Chroma. From upstate New York, four Italian kids, aged 10 to 13 years old, very strong Beatles influence on both the A and B side of that 1965 45. We took the A side from The Kids, called Flipped Hair and Lace, featuring the vocals of Louis Marullo, who went on to become the lead singer of heavy metal band Manowar. So The Kids, getting this week's show underway.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. It's all obscure 60s garage this week. Couple more tracks out of the States. This band from somewhere in downtown Los Angeles on a label called Dore, D-O-R-E. Los Angeles label, described as offering some really cool sides along with some utter dreck. Well, this is a cool one. Spencer's Van Dykes is the name of the band. This is an A-side on Dore from 1966 called I'll Blow My Mind.
Oh, been heard by many girls, and you're not the first one for me. I won't be a slave to any girl again, I'd rather be free. Well, you pay with your soul and a whole lot of pain, and from now on things are gonna change, 'cause I paid my dues. If you're just here to have some fun, well, girl, you better get on your way. Yeah, I won't be a fool for any girl again unless she's gonna stay. Yeah, I'll pay you with my soul and a whole lot of pain. From now on, things are gonna change. 'Cause I paid my dues. I could give you happiness, so girl, if you still wanna try. But if you hurt me once, then I am gonna make you cry. Well, you gave me your soul and a whole lot of pain, and from that day on things are gonna change, 'cause I
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
But it's certainly a terrible thing, terrible thing.
She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She can take the dark out the nighttime and paint the daytime back. Well, you start out standing proud to steal anything she sees. You'll start out standing proud to steal anything she sees. But you'll wind up peeping through a keyhole on your knees. Well, she never stumbled, she's got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. She's nobody's child and the law can't touch her at all. Before she speaks, she wears an Egyptian ring and sparkles before she speaks. She's a hypnotist collector, and you are a walking NC. Bow down to her on Sunday, salute to her when her birthday comes. bow down to her on Sunday, salute to her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, buy her trumpet, and for Christmas, beat the big drum.
Three slices of 60s obscurity. Spencer's Van Dyke's top of the set with I'll Blow My Mind. Then the Berries. B-E-A-R-I-E-S. Found that one on a comp called Don't Press Your Luck, the in sound of 60s Connecticut. Garage and Psych Howlers from the vaults of Trod Nossel Studios, 1966 to 1968. So out of Connecticut, the Berries with I've Paid My Dues. And then up to Canada for the last track in that set. The King Bees, based in Edmonton, Alberta. Five members, three of them from Scotland and two from Edmonton. They were considered a British group and described as being part of the British invasion, although based in Canada. Together for 4 years, they toured Canada, appeared on television, recorded 8 songs on 4 45 singles. The King Bees, the A-side of a 45 from 1965, cover of Dylan's She Belongs to Me, the B-side of that one, King Bee's version of Gloria. So Spencer's Van Dyke's, The Berries and The King Bees.
Did what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah!
Well, we just heard a track from the King Bees out of Canada, cover of a Dylan track. In a very similar vein, here is another track out of Canada. This one, an interpretation of a Dylan track. It's from a Toronto DJ called Gary Ferrier, from a station called Chum AM. Issued a string of singles, really promotional items for that radio station. 1965, Ferrier unleashed his own send-up of Dylan's number 3 hit, Like a Rolling Stone, credited to a fictitious studio band called The Race Marbles. Largely nonsensical lyrics such as, how is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam like a dribbling fam? That's the name of the track. From The Race Marbles out of Canada, this is Like a Dribbling Fram.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box in the bloom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, you're a squarehead, Argyle socks are out, boy. Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce, and I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop, popped a hump, boy. She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, there's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail, you're in jail, you're stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. Got in the mail from a frail at Yale, who failed, and she dropped a grail in third rail on the Santa Fe Trail, hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird? I said, how is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in the jam? Like a dribbling in a fram. People used to stop me, say, hey boy, don't you know you've end up really bad? I get mad and shake their heads till they get some tools. And then one day this doll says, baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your top's some off the sloppy residue. That sold like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dandruff. But I can't use my comb, it'll cover with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone. And so is my hair, fair, scared chair. Where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snare? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling ram. I'm gonna blow a little more harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You see?
The Zarks were your typical schoolboy band formed in 1965 in Auckland, New Zealand. Never famous, but a better example of a classic garage band would be hard to find. Based in a garage off Asquith Avenue in Auckland, New Zealand, we played anything from Rolling Stones to Jimi Hendrix, with a little soul music in between. Jimi Hendrix music was considered underground music back then, by the way. In 68, we started playing in some of Auckland's most well-known nightclubs of the time, the Platterack, the Galaxy, the 1480 Village, just to mention a few. Also in 1968, we recorded several songs ourselves under a house in Kingsland, Auckland, using just one microphone suspended from the ceiling, because that's all we had, into a domestic tape recorder. Here's one of those tracks from that session.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 356. Back episodes available via Apple Podcasts, via freefm.org.nz, or most good podcasting platforms or apps will carry Retrospect. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. Remember, you can rate and review the podcast at Apple Podcasts. So, four tracks. Firstly, out of Canada, The Race Marbles, not a real band, and not really a real cover of Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone called Like a Dribbling Fram. Then out of Boston, USA, The Lost on Stanton Park Records. And off a collected works called The Lost Early Recordings, Demos, Acoustic and Live 65-66, their version of Who Do You Love. Then over to the UK for a band called The Pupils, their cover of The Stones' Can't Get No Satisfaction. That's off a album called A Tribute to the Rolling Stones on Wing Records 1966. Now, The Pupils, in fact, weren't a real band. Well, they kind of were. They were, in fact, British band The Eyes, who had been brought back into the studio to record this tribute album. More about them later in the show. And finally, from here in New Zealand, formed July 1965 by a bunch of school friends, The Zarks. Started playing out school dances and local social events. With enough experience, they managed to secure professional gigs at some of the better-known Auckland clubs. So they lasted from 65 to 67, The Zarks with Jumbo. Picture and information up on our Facebook page.
Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio.
Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, let's look at Global Garage again this week. Getting it underway with a track out of France, 1969. The band is called Calafate, or Calafate, K-A-L-A-F-A-T-E. Bit of French freak beat from 69 called La Pub Erotique.
of the fin. Et que tu jettes aux enzymes. Dès qu'ils ont mauvaise mine. Tes sous-vêtements trois suisses qui s'agrippent à tes cuisses. Ton soutien gorge-loup qui se pend à ton cou. On vit à l'heure de la pub érotique.
Oh,
In this first little bit of this week's Global Garage Selections, Califate, or Califate, top of the set, out of France, La Pub Erotique. Then Los Huracans from Spain, out of 1965, their cover of For Your Love.
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
We've had a bunch of tracks out of Peru in recent episodes of Retrospect. Here's another great Peruvian band called Los Teddies from a 1968 LP called Doce Psycho Exitos. Los Teddies with The Doors, Hello, I Love You.
Better now than ever before.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Abrázame, sí. Ah, ah, ah.
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
C'è gente che piange, c'è gente che ride, la vita è fatta così. C'è gente che ama, c'è gente che odia, il mondo va avanti così. Chiunque tu sia, ovunque tu vada, un giorno fermarti dovrai. Di quello che dici, di quello che fai, più niente di te resterà. Un giorno dopo l'altro il tempo se ne va, nessuno torna indietro, nessuno resterà. I sogni sono sogni e tu sei realtà. Tu vivi la tua vita, un giorno anche per te verrà l'ora della verità. Nessuno torna indietro, nessuno resterà. I sogni sono sogni e tu sei realtà. Tu vivi la tua vita, nessuno anche per te verrà l'ora della verità. C'è gente che soffre, c'è gente che muore, nessuno una mano gli dà. Abbiate pietà di chi niente ha, non serve soltanto pregare, non serve soltanto pregare.
Three more slices of Global Garage. Out of Peru, top of the set, Los Teddies with Hello, I Love You. Then also out of Peru, another one of the great Peruvian bands from Lima. Relatively short career, but one of the most successful bands out of that part of the world. Los Yorks with Abrazame Baby, the opening track of their album Los Yorks 68. And then finally, real obscurity actually, out of Italy, I Delfini di Siena, the Dolphins of Siena. B-side of a 45 called Laura della Verita. That one's off a comp called World Beaters 60s World Garage Mania. I Delfini di Siena, Laura della Verita, out of Italy.
I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we had the Pupils earlier in the show with the cover of the Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. The Pupils, in fact, the Eyes, British band under a different name. So British psychedelic band, formed 1964, disbanded 1967, made one of the most collectible EPs of 60s garage rock. After their commercial success dried up, the Eyes were contracted by Wing Records, which is a budget reissue label in the UK, to record this album of just Rolling Stones covers and a few other tracks as well, done under the name of The Pupils, but the band, in fact, was The Eyes. So let's look at one of The Eyes' actual tracks from the heyday of their career. This is an A-side on Mercury called The Immediate Pleasure. To the end of episode 356 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Don't forget about those back episodes. Don't forget you can get in touch with me personally via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. And we're going to wrap it with an instrumental from a band called The Horde on Breakaway Records, but a track I lifted from a German CD released 2013. These guys did a number of covers, including My Flash on You. Also, 7 and 7 is both by Arthur Lee. They did Jagger and Richards tracks. They did Gloria. This CD brings together a private pressing LP by this band from 1967. Apparently only 25 ever pressed originally. Also, some previously unreleased tracks. So, The Horde out of the USA. This is called VD's Thing, Rapping Retrospect, episode 356. I'm Phil Gray. Thank you for joining me. We'll have more of the same next week. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.